guys, how are you doing? So I want to teach you guys I want to tell you guys something that God taught me. But this thing is really, really sensitive because I've never heard anybody talking about it. I've never even heard a pastor preaching about it. But I got the revelation and I want to tell you guys. I'm not claiming to be right or whatever, but I just want to show you guys what God taught me. So after you hear this, I want you guys to go to God, pray about it, ask God, and let it make sense to you, because it has to make sense to you first before you accept it. And if it doesn't, trust me, it's literally okay. Because even me too, I was hesitating to make this video because I was like, what if it doesn't make sense to people, you get? So, but I'm just gonna do it anyways, and we're gonna talk about it in the comment section if you guys want to talk about it even way more. But yeah, so God taught me something about alternative sin. This whole thing came from the concept of masturbation. Growing up, I grew up knowing that masturbation is a sin. My mom used to tell me that, do not do that. Like, I used to know that it's a sin, we're not supposed to be doing that. Then I never did it. And then there was now a time where I'm all grown up right now. Like, when I was even here, I was in a class with my friend, and I was reading an article, and the article was like, almost 89% of people masturbate. And I was like, what? I was shocked. And then when I told my friend, and my friend was like, why are you shocked? I mean, everybody masturbates. And I was like, hell no, nobody masturbates. I don't masturbate. And then that's when he was like, why not? And stuff like that. Not like asking me why not, like just asking me like why I was shocked and stuff like that. And I told her like masturbation is a sin and stuff like that. And then we were now talking about it. We tried to go in the Bible, but in the Bible there's no way, you guys know that there's no way in the Bible that says straightforward that masturbation is a sin, right? And then we talked about it, and then we now came to a conclusion that masturbation is not a sin. I was like, okay, sharp, then I will just stop condemning it. And then I just stopped condemning masturbation. If you masturbate, that's okay with you. You can do whatever you want, but just, you know, I ain't gonna do it with you, you get? I will just use my moral stuff that I learned, and yeah, and we move. So time went by, and then there was a time that at church we had a conversation about masturbation. We were talking about masturbation, and we talked about the same thing. Like, we were just going through the corners just to come up to the conclusion that masturbation is a sin, but we never talked about how masturbation is a sin. When I went home, I was also talking to like one of my sisters from church. I was like, I want to know why it's a sin, because like, tell me why it is a sin. And then she sent me a lot of scriptures, what, which really made sense. Like, it made a lot of sense, but I still didn't come to a conclusion that why masturbation is a sin. Now that's when I prayed about it. I was like, God, show me. Like, I want to know, I want to learn, you get? Was that noise? But yeah, I told God, like, I want to learn about it. And then that's when a word just came out of my mind, like an alternative sin. And I was like, okay, alternative sin, what do you mean by alternative sin? So the Bible says being tempted is okay, but yielding to that temptation, that's wrong. You're not supposed to yield to temptations, right? Sharp. And what? Guys, wait. Okay, so now let's continue. So when you want to masturbate, it's a feeling that you should do something, right? And then you don't do it, let's just put it in a way, like you want to fornicate, right? But you don't want to fornicate, you actually do it the other way. You use an alternative way of sinning. Do you get what I'm saying? And I was like, God, I need a scripture. I need a scripture to support this, because I just can't, you know, believe it like that. And then God gave me a story of David. You know, when David killed Uriah so that he could take Bathsheba, right? But David did not directly kill Uriah. He went and put him in the forefront of the war so that he could get killed. David did not directly kill Uriah. David alternatively killed Uriah. He used an alternative way to kill Uriah. But who got the punishment? It was David. David got the punishment for sinning. He sinned using an alternative way. So that's how God taught me how masturbation is a sin. Masturbation is a sin because it's an alternative way of yielding to our temptations. That's how God taught me. So there are also different stuff. You can also relate it to different stuff that we do some other stuff in a different way. Like, for example, you're greedy, right? You know, greedy, we're not supposed to be greedy, and you want to like get some, you're going to get a lot of money, and you use an alternative. You don't want to steal directly, you use an alternative way by telling people that, oh, I want you guys to help me with something. You use an alternative way to satisfy you get what I'm saying? So that's how God revealed to me that masturbation is a sin. It's actually a sin, and it's an alternative sin. And this does not only apply to masturbation, it applies to all the stuff that we use alternative sins to, like, yield the temptations. I don't know if you guys heard what I was saying, but yeah, that's the message I want to share with you guys. Bye. I'm shaking.